Sunday, May 22nd, 2005. Another edition of Radio Zoom coming out to you. Oh, I'm tired. I just woke up not long ago. I've had quite a full past couple of weeks. Hence the reason why I really haven't had much time to do much in terms of getting an episode out there to you. So, my apologies if you've really missed me that much. But, just lots of different things going on. We did some road shows with the at the radio station, going out of town, and hit Cedar Rapids. And I'm going to talk a little bit about my time in Des Moines, or as I like to call it, Des Moines. Which is interesting because I finally understood what Des Moines, what that means. The translation of the word, or the words, the name, Des Moines, the capital of the great state that I call home. Anyhow, enough of me kind of trying to talk and babble. Let's play this song. It's by the band Mobius Band. It's called Multiply. This is Radio Zoom.
Fast.
They're called Mobius Band. Maybe at one point they were just called Mobius, and then they tagged on the band. Or I'm just completely illiterate and don't understand that they're just called Mobius. Who knows? But as far as I know, they're called Mobius Band. At least that's what it says on this thingy. And, man, you can really hear how deep my voice is right now. I got up about 20 minutes ago. I set this up last night to record, and then I just went to bed because I was deadly tired. Dead tired from all the other different things that have been going on, which I'll explain a little bit about. But let's talk about Mobius Band a little bit. MobiusBand.com is more information, or is the place where you can get more information, and that's all I had to say about Mobius Band. Anyway, let's go ahead and diverge into something else. Did a road show, excuse me, in Des Moines with one of the programs that we do at the radio station where I work at. And I've never really, well, I could probably count on my hand as to how many times I have been in downtown Des Moines. And I've never actually been in downtown Des Moines. I've kind of been there and left within like a day. I've never actually stayed overnight like I just did on Thursday night. There's a little bit more going on in downtown Des Moines than I guess I can really give credit for. Or at least I was surprised. There's a venue there which is essentially probably the equivalent of what Gabe's is to Iowa City. Vaudeville Muse. And I had a chance to just poke my head in there and just kind of look around. It's a non-smoking venue, which is really, really cool. You don't have a lot of those in this area. But it's got this neat little bar area right when you walk in. But then also, I couldn't really see very much, and they had it set up for a play. But I do know that there are a lot of bands that kind of come through, and they play there. And looks really cool. Looks like a really great place to see a show. So there's that. Lots of little, like there's a microbrew where we ate at. That was really good. Let's see. I'm trying to think what else. I mean, there's the equivalent, you know, what do you expect for Des Moines, Iowa, but it was a British pub. You can eat there too. And I didn't try the food, but their beer selection was massive. Normally me not being a beer drinker, but since I was with my producer and he spent some time in Germany, I was just kind of following his lead and just, you know, taking his suggestion and trying whatever he thought or said was good. So, that was a lot of fun. Then there's just lots of different little things going on around downtown, the downtown area that's, I don't know, it's a little more culturally than I expected it to be, for being in the state capital. The other weird thing was the hotel where we stayed at. We walked out of the, or at least I was meeting my coworkers or whatever. Went up to my room to double check to make sure I had everything. I went upstairs and came down the elevator. And when I come out of the elevator, I have my key, quote unquote, because it's all on those little swipe cards now. But I was walking towards the front desk and I look over at them and I'm like, there they are. And then I was like, whoa, that's the governor. He was meeting with some sort of, I don't know, special interest group leader, lobbyist. I'm not exactly sure, but he was having a very private meeting because it was just the governor and this guy talking and no press, nobody else. And so it was just kind of strange. But then, you know, of course, he had his state trooper standing over by the front desk, watching over him, making sure that I don't make any sudden movements and, you know, decide to hug the guy or something. I don't know. But that was kind of neat. So we were definitely in the heart of the state the state capital. So hence seeing the governor was kind of neat. But yes, for those... where did I stay? The Hotel 4 Des Moines. That's where it was. If you're ever staying downtown, right. Go down to what is known, I think, as the Old Court District or the Court District or something like that. It's down by where the state, or I'm sorry, where the county courthouse is. And then a little further down, that's where this little area starts. And, there's a martini bar that has 32, 36, I can't remember, different types of martinis that you can order. And then on Monday nights, they have the, I forget what they call it now, but basically it's an iPod night. So you bring in your iPod with your playlist and you set it in line, and then basically you can show off your great musical taste on your iPod, and it's just a way to, I don't know, share your music to all these different people that have come to enjoy and get drunk off of martinis. How much better can that get? I think it can get better by playing this song by the band Calexico. And this, I listen to this song a lot, especially going to work. I listen to it over and over and over in my car. I love it. It's called Alone Again, Or, and it's by the band Calexico. So check this out. And you are listening to Radio Zoom. The band's called Calexico, and the song is called Alone Again, Or, and you know, man, there's that voice again. I can't really tell you what, I can't remember what album that's off of. I just took it out of my collection here, and I don't like to, I like to run things out of QuickTime. I don't like to run things out of iTunes, so I don't have that information directly in front of me. If memory serves me right, and that's kind of tough right now at this time in the morning, especially on a Sunday. I think that is on one of their many EPs. They have a few albums, just a few albums. In fact, let's go ahead and see. I'm looking at their website right now, and they've got, since 1995, they've released 9 albums. And you can find out more about Calexico. I think this is the website. Hopefully I've got this right. The website for them is CascadeCalexico.com. 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 And they're on tour right now, and they're going to be sliding through basically, they just got a few stateside dates coming up. Lawrence, Kansas, Colorado, New York City, Ottawa, Ontario, Quebec City, Canada, but then they hit Germany, Spain, and this is in July, Germany, Austria, Italy, Croatia. So, if you're overseas listeners and you dig that track, you can definitely check out more about them, but then also see them if you're in those areas. Another interesting thing that, I meant to go see, I mentioned in the last episode that last Friday, 2 days ago, Troubled Hubble, my friends were going to be in town, they're going to be playing at Gabe's, and I was going to go see the show. I didn't. And the reason being was because of the thing that I'm going to play you here in just a moment. I cut a kind of a news feature for a weekend show that we do. And being the big geek that I am, I knew that the people waiting in line down at the Star Wars premiere would make a great story. And I passed on that idea, being the engineer at the radio station. And somebody basically nominated me to do it. I used to be production director at the radio of the college station where I worked at, so I know how to put things together. My journalism, not so much. I'm not the best in terms of doing that. But with the aid of my coworker Paul, I was able to come up with this, and I'll play it for you, and you can see what you think. Check this out. Outside Cinema 6 at Sycamore Mall in Iowa City, a crowd of nearly 40 people pay no attention to the two 20-something males who duel with plastic expandable swords complete with built-in lights and sound effects. This isn't your typical day at the movies. Besides the door prizes and the big screen television, this is the moment Star Wars enthusiasts have been waiting years for, some even decades. Episode 3, The Revenge of the Sith, will be shown at midnight at this theater, and the wait is nearly over for many of the fans taking up temporary residence on the floor inside the mall. For some of these moviegoers, the wait is part of the fun. 27-year-old Heath Jameson of North Liberty explains what he has gone through just to find a place where he can wait in line for a ticket.
Well, we started out over at Coral Ridge Mall. Some goofy-looking security guard. He was bald, like, on the top, but he still had kind of long hair, but it was spiked up on either side, kind of like the Force had sucked his brain out or something. But he said, well, you guys can't be on property overnight. Otherwise, we'll have to get the PD down here. And he told us to come back at 5:45. We couldn't remember if the Sycamore Mall had a showing, so we found out there was one. So we came over here and found out we weren't the only ones. But most of the people had been there 12 hours at least before we got there. And we got a place in line. And then I think I slept until about 6 when they let us inside. I think I was up for maybe 20 minutes. Then I fell back asleep and woke up at 10:15 when everybody started getting anxious to buy tickets. So I probably got a good 8 hours of sleep, but it was a great time.
Some of the people waiting in line showed up nearly 24 hours before tickets went on sale. Merchants from the mall donated the prizes given out to the community that had taken to calling this part of the mall home for a brief period of time, including the television that played the previous Star Wars movies on a nearly constant basis. Not everyone who got tickets for the first showing of the film went to such great lengths to ensure the rite of passage. Dan Siegfried of Iowa City explains how he didn't have to rough it like some of the others who chose to be as close to the front of the line as possible.
I got in line about 9 o'clock this morning, and they started selling them at 10:30, and then we got these tickets about 11 o'clock. So it wasn't so bad. Then we came back here about 7:30 this evening, got in line, and been here ever since.
Whether they stayed all night or arrived early the next day, making it into the initial screening for these fans was the most important thing. Matt Larson was selling tickets when the window opened that morning.
As you walk down the line, the freshness level went up. Yeah. I mean, the people in the front had been here since about 2:30 yesterday afternoon, so they looked a little tired, a little out of it, but
they looked happy.
The point at which we hit the sellout point for the midnight show, you could actually see the guy's life shatter, like right in front of us. It was pretty fun. His head hit the desk.
Even when the tickets sold out, some would-be ticket buyers tried their best to find a way to make it in that night.
We had a guy not that long ago ask where he should be tonight if he wanted to find somebody to scalp him Star Wars tickets for the midnight show, and that's something I've never seen before. And he acted like I was just a moron. He's like, scalp tickets, like sell me tickets. And I'm like, yeah, I know what the concept is. What I'm telling you is people don't scalp movie tickets. And they ended up buying tickets for one of the shows tomorrow. He's like, fine, we'll go to the noon. I don't care. I'm like, I don't care either. As long as you're handing us money, whatever. I mean, that's what we're in it for.
Star Wars fans outside are in it for another reason. 51-year-old Harriet from Iowa City explains why she is going to such lengths to be there on that first night.
It is a neat experience because the people that are at the first showing and that late at night, they're really fans that really enjoy everything. And so everything seems to feel so much more intense because of how excited everyone is and they're such fans. So it is a neat experience. If you haven't done it, try it sometime because it's really nice.
Kyle Vogel, Star Wars fan and makeshift organizer of the tailgate atmosphere at this particular opening night, has been drawing numbers and doling out prizes all day. He has tried to do this at other theaters with the previous releases, but met little success. Along with a group of friends, they set up this event to help fellow fans enjoy their time in line.
Why not? It's a cultural phenomenon, 28 years. It's something that you're only going to get to do, you know, so many times in your life. And when you get a chance to do it, you might as well have fun. There's nothing better than, you know, watching the movie and with 30, 40 strangers and all of you know the lines, all of you know the answers. It's a weird cultural bonding thing, you know. You got your sports fans, you got your culture fans and your history buffs, and this is just a different genre of people, you know, the kind that knows facts that no one really ever will ever need to know for anything important in life, but it's good to know. So.
896!
So there you go. That was the news package that I cut, basically, with the aid of Paul Flav. He was good enough to stick around until about 2 o'clock in the morning until I got that all edited down. So that was on a Friday night. Yeah, I know. I have a really exciting life. But that was the first time that I had, well, it's my first time in 2 years that I've actually been on the air in that sort of sense. I guess I did sign the station off one time when we took it off the air to do some work, transmitter work. But you know what? That doesn't really count. So that's what I worked on Friday, and that's why I missed Trouble Hubble. I was actually going to take the same solid-state recorder and take it down there and interview them a little bit for the podcast. But if this little piece I did gives me some different avenues and different things to explore my career. Who knows? You never know what might happen. At the same time, it was also a way for me to show to my coworkers what we could do with digital editing, which is still a little new to some people, but in terms of what you can do with ambient noise and different things like that, so that was fun. That was fun to put together, and hopefully you enjoyed that. I was going to play two more songs, but you know what? I'm getting towards the end here, and I don't really want to push this too much more in terms of making this really long. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up here in just a moment. Some interesting things going on with the site. If you go to my website and click on RadioZoom, you can see that it's changed. I've enlisted the more of a blogging capability to the RadioZoom portion of my website. So that way I can put in show notes, and then you can go to the website and read them, and then those also will translate into the feed itself. So if you're getting this via the RSS, there's going to be more information there. It's going to allow me to easily put in links. Told you these changes were on the horizon. There's also a way that you can subscribe to a secondary RSS feed that will be updated more automatically than the current one. I'm not going to announce that, you know, that there's... I might put on an announcement that there's a way that you can subscribe to this new one that I have set up, but I'm going to be updating the old one just by simple copy and paste. I don't want to make anything too difficult unless it gets to the point where I need to kill the zoom.xml. I'll let you know. Other than that, just stay subscribed to how you're subscribed. There's no changes on that end. But if you want to subscribe to the RSS feed that's on that page, you can do that, and they'll both work. They're going to both work the same way. So you can do that. Also, it's a great way to do archiving. So now you can go in there and you can click on the links and go through my archive pages, and you can get to all the way to the first show when I actually talked about a lot more babbling type stuff, the early stuff, all the way back in October of 2004. Then also send your audio comments and your songs that you want me to play to radiozoom@gmail.com. Speaking of the music that I've been playing in this episode, not necessarily Iowa bands, mostly independent things, but I just thought I'd kind of mix it up on this episode, as I told you a little bit about my travels to Des Moines, and explain to you why I'm a little tired this morning. As I've been playing these songs, though, I've been slowly getting my running clothes on, so as soon as I wrap this up, I'm going to go running, take my iPod with me, and then I've got to run some errands, and then head back up to my hometown, because Grandma's in town, and we're going to have some food this afternoon and spend some time with her while she's still here before she heads back down to Kansas City. So there you go. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode. I'm going to play you one last song by the band called Boy. And this is you can find out more information about them at boytheband.com. I found out about this band via a friend from Canada who, well, that's where they're from. Actually, I think they're more from the Toronto area, but don't know enough about them right now. I guess I could have read more about them on their website, but you know, you go do that. You can read. Yeah, you know. Go find out for yourself. Go find out about these guys. But these guys, excuse me, have just been recently turned on to, and I really dig their stuff. This song I'm going to play, man, my voice is just dying on me. This song is off of an album that came out in 2004 off of the album named Every Page You Turn. The song is called Up in This Town. Man, I give up. I'm getting out of here. We'll check you later. And adios. We'll be right back. Radio Zoom Podcast is a product of the Otterhurst.net weblog. Send all your thoughts and comments to john@otterhurst.net. You can also check out more on the web, otterhurst.net.